Gina Davis with Ticket to Dream. We are looking forward to our second annual American River Raft trip down the South Fork with you. And Dale Carlson, as I understand, is going this year?
Yeah, he sure is.
And 30 foster youth from the Sacramento area. Can you talk a little bit about how you identified these kids that are going to be going with us on Saturday?
Yes, we've actually got 38 foster teens, boys and girls. They're super excited. Some of them have never done it before. Some of them may have joined us last year. They're working with one of our nonprofit partners in the area, and they're just teens looking for, you know, an experience and provide them, as we saw last year, Tom, with being able to try something new and really test their skills and their work together as a team. It's just such a fun experience.
Pat and I and Cody were along last year, and we saw the transformation from they were like really trepidatious when they first got in the water, because most of these kids, I think all of them, had never had the chance to do something like this before. And by the end of the raft trip, they're ready to, you know, do the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, they were like way more hesitant for the first whitewater we hit. And then by the end, it was paddles in the air, cheering, calling out their house numbers and rooting each other on as everybody went through. It was quite cool. And it's just another example of how you, when you provide opportunities for these kids to try new things, that they learn more things about themselves. And it really teaches those leadership skills and teamwork, and that they can succeed at things they've never tried before.
But also that there's a whole world out there that a lot of them haven't, you know, they come from situations where, gosh, they may not have even been to a state park before, and to have an opportunity to do this, and opportunities to do things like this are monumental in these kids' lives.
For sure. That's definitely true. And you could be creating rafters for life, or just inspiring them to get out in nature, or just inspiring them to try something that they've, you know, never been able to do, especially as most of these are older teens, you know, going to age out of foster care pretty soon here, and they're going to need to start making their own choices. And so being able to find these outlets and experiences is really vital.
Talk a little bit about if somebody is listening and they want to get involved. We've talked a lot this week about kind of be the good with all the just terrible news in the world lately. You know, you feel powerless sometimes, and the only thing that you can really do is be the best person that you can be and reach out and help somebody who maybe needs a hand up. How can people get involved and help these foster kids and maybe expand their worldview a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many ways to get involved. There's thousands of teens, 20,000 in California alone in foster care for kids-wise. Whether they're days old or elementary age, tons of teens. We've got 20,000 teens aging out of foster care across the entire country that are just having to go at it by themselves. So whether you volunteer your time, whether you become a mentor, whether you foster or adopt, or whether you donate to help provide these types of experiences or make sure that they have school supplies or computers to help graduate, we have so many opportunities on our website where you can go and really try different things. So it's tickettodream.org, and you can go, there's places to donate. There's an entire page that just talk about investing yourself, of finding a mentor opportunity near you, finding a volunteer opportunity. If you want to foster, what orgs near you are doing that, or if you want to adopt. And it might be trying a little bit of, you know, each, of starting with a mentor, starting with a volunteer, and then seeing how much impact you have in making these kids' life. Because we firmly believe, and we've been saying for over a decade, anyone can help a foster child. We see kids helping foster kids on an everyday basis. We have sports teams helping foster kids. We have corporations, whether you're a company with excess goods or you want to put a volunteer event together. I think it's time more than ever for us to rally our friends and our companies and our neighborhoods to say we can do good together. And there's really easy ways to do it.
By going to your website, which is tickettodream.org, you can find out everything you could possibly want to know there. We'll see you on the river tomorrow. Meat grinder!
Woo!
That one's name scared me, but it was fun.